Automating noise floor for transitions, intermediate level, drum and bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's talk about one of those subtle, pro-sounding tricks that makes transitions feel expensive. Automating a noise floor. Not a cheesy riser, not a giant white noise blast that screams preset. This is more like controlled air, room, and pressure that you slowly bring up into a drop, then kill right on impact so the drop feels like it hits harder, even if your meters barely change. The goal today is to build a dedicated noise floor return in Ableton Live, shape it like a real transition engine, and automate it with just a few lanes so it stays musical at 174 BPM. First, quick overview of what we're building. You'll have a return track that holds all your noise processing, and then you'll feed it from a noise source. On the return, we'll shape it with filtering, add movement, add density with saturation and compression, and optionally add some controlled space with reverb. Then we'd automate three main things: level, filter cutoff, and one intensity control like saturation drive or reverb decay. Let's build it. Step 1. Create the noise floor bus. In Live, go to Create, insert return track, rename it noise floor. Set its fader to around minus 12 dB as a starting point, not because that number is magic, but because it stops you from immediately overcooking it. Noise is deceptive. It feels quiet until it suddenly makes your whole mix feel smaller. Why a return track? Because it's the easiest way to treat this as an atmosphere layer you can feed from anywhere. Drums, bass, FX, or a dedicated noise source. And automation becomes simpler because one return can govern the vibe of a whole track. Step 2. Choose your noise source. You've got two solid options. Option A is operator. Talk, clean, super controllable. Create a MIDI track and name it noise source. Drop operator on it. Turn on oscillator A and set the waveform to noise, like white noise. Then go to the amp envelope, set sustain fully up, attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't get clicks, and release around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it fades naturally when you stop it. Create a MIDI clip with one long note that spans the section you want, like the whole build. Now here's the routing move. Send that noise source track into your noise floor return using the send knob. If your noise floor is return A, turn up send A. Option B is sample-based noise for a grimier jungle vibe. Drop a vinyl crackle, tape hiss, room tone, crowd air, whatever fits, onto an audio track. Loop it cleanly, and send that to the noise floor return. A simple rule: modern Euro and tech DNB often likes cleaner noise. Jungle and old-school rollers often love dirtier texture. Neither is right, it's just matching the aesthetic. Step 3. Build the processing chain on the noise floor return. This is where the magic really happens, because raw noise is just raw noise. The chain turns it into something that feels like momentum. First device. Auto filter. Set it to band pass mode, 24 dB slope. Start cutoff somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz for verses or low energy sections. Set resonance around 0.6 to 0.85. You want it to speak, not whistle. If you start hearing an obvious ringing note, back it down. If your auto filter has drive, add maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to give it bite. Teacher note: bandpass is the difference between hiss and air moving. We're sculpting a pressure band that can climb upward as we approach the drop. Next device, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between 2 and 8 dB, and we'll automate that later. Then trim the output so that when you add drive, it doesn't just get louder. You want intensity without lying to yourself with volume. Next, auto pan for movement. Rate around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz for a slow sway. Amount around 15 to 35%. Phase at 180 degrees for wide movement. Extra coach note: if it feels random or seasick, switch auto pan to sync and set it to something musical like 1 bar or 2 bars. At 174, synced movement can lock to phrasing in a really satisfying way. Next, hybrid reverb. Start with a room or a small hall. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds for rolling DNB. Predelay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't blur the direct noise immediately. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz, and keep dry slash wet controlled, like 10 to 25%. Then, glue compressor. Attack 3ms, release on auto ratio 2:1. Set threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the build peaks. Minimal makeup gain. This is about consistency. A real club room tone isn't jumping all over the place. Glue makes it feel like a bed, not an extra track. Optional but recommended for discipline. Add a utility at the end if you need width control, and consider a meter or spectrum last so you can actually see what you're doing. A great gain staging check is this. The noise should usually sit well below your drums. If the noise is carrying the perceived loudness by itself, you'll mix the drop too quiet later. Step 4. Decide what to automate using the three-lane method. If you automate 10 things, it stops being a technique and becomes a science project. So keep it tight. Lane 1. Level. This can be the return volume or the send amount, or the noise source track volume. Lane 2. Filter cutoff on auto filter. Lane 3. Intensity. Usually saturator drive or hybrid reverb decay. Workflow tip. Group the return devices into an audio effect rack. Map those key parameters to macros and automate only the macros. Now it feels like performance controls instead of surgery. And here's an important coaching choice, where you automate matters. Automate the send, when you want the noise to feel tied to a specific element, like drums only build. Automate the return volume, when you want one master curve to govern the whole tune. Automate the noise source track volume, when you want the return processing to behave consistently, but the input energy to change. This is often smoother if you're saturating hard. Step 5. Automate into a classic 16-bar build. Picture this. 16-bar build, 1-bar fill, then drop. Start with the noise level. Bars 1 to 8. Keep it barely there. Think minus 30 to minus 24 dB as a feeling, not a strict number. Bars 9 to 16. Ramp it up toward minus 18 to minus 12. Last bar, give it a quick push. Maybe even a slight pump shape. Then at the drop, hard cut to silence. Minus infinity, or near silent. That hard cut is the trick. The momentary vacuum makes the first kick and snare feel bigger. It's perceived loudness and contrast, not just more volume. Now automate the filter cutoff. Start around 300 to 600 Hz. Over the build, sweep upward toward around 3 to 8 kHz depending on how bright your mix already is. In the final half bar, add a little bounce. Dip then rise. That tiny hesitation adds tension and feels more human than a perfect ramp. Next, intensity automation. Option 1 is saturator drive, maybe plus 2 dB early, rising to plus 6 dB into the fill. Option 2 is reverb decay, maybe 1.0 seconds rising toward 2.5 seconds just before the drop, then snap back shorter on the drop. And here is a cleanliness trick that matters a lot in DNB. In the last moments of the build, as energy peaks, gently tame the top end so it doesn't turn into sprake and hiss. You can place an EQ8 after the reverb and automate a soft high shelf downward right at the peak. The build feels louder, but not harsher. Also, pay attention to your automation shapes. Linear ramps can sound very DAW. Try an exponential rise, slow at first, faster near the end for urgency. Or do tiny step-ups every two bars like a DJ edging the crowd upward. And one of the best tricks, the pre-drop suck. In the last eighth note to quarter note, dip the noise level briefly before the hit. It creates a vacuum. Step 6. Glue the noise to the groove with sidechain. This is where it stops feeling like an effect and starts feeling like it's part of the drums. Add a compressor on the noise floor return after your glue, or swap glue for a normal compressor if you prefer. Enable sidechain. Choose your drum bus as the input, or even just a kick and snare group. Settings to start. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release around 80 to 140 ms, and adjust until it breathes with the tempo. Threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Now the noise pumps with the two-step or break. That's instant rolling energy. Step 7. Arrangement ideas you can actually use in real DNB. Between phrases, every 8 bars, do a quick swell and cut so your call and response feels intentional. Pre-drop fake out. Ramp the noise up. Then mute almost everything for an eighth or quarter bar. Then drop. If you also close the filter during the silence, the re-entry feels wider. If you're doing jungle edits with chopped breaks, use a short noise swell across the splice point, like a 16th to an eighth note. It masks the edit and makes it feel deliberate. For the second drop, don't just more everything. Try slightly higher cutoff and a touch more saturation, or bring the noise in only on the last two beats of every 8 bars. You get evolution without losing drop impact. Common mistakes to avoid. If the noise gets too bright and hissy, lower the cutoff end point and shelf down above 10 kHz with EQ. If it fights cymbals and tops, consider a dynamic dip in the 6 to 12 kHz area, or just keep the noise band lower. If it's loud but messy, reduce reverb wet, shorten decay, and rely more on filter movement and saturation. If the automation is getting complicated, go back to level plus cutoff. Earn the right to add the third lane. And if the drop doesn't hit, the noise is probably still there. Hard mute it at the transient, or do a very fast volume ramp down starting 2 to 10 ms before the hit. A couple pro upgrades for darker, heavier DNB. If you want industrial grit, add Redux before the reverb. Very subtle, automated only in the last 1 to 2 bars so it feels like the system is overheating. If you want Neuro-style pressure without sizzling, keep the bandpass focused around 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz with higher resonance. It creates tension in the midrange instead of in the top end. If you want stereo discipline, keep the direct noise more centered and let the reverb be wider. That way mono playback stays punchy, but the space feels big. And if you're loving the result, print it. Resample the noise floor to audio once the automation works. Then you can do micro edits. Perfect mutes on drops, reverse tails, tiny fades, super clean control. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Set your session to 174 BPM and load a basic DNB drum loop. Create the noise floor return and build the chain. Auto filter, saturator, auto pan, hybrid reverb, glue compressor. Automate a 16 bar level rise. Automate the filter sweep into the fill and hard cut at the drop. Add sidechain pumping from your drum group. Then listen in context. The noise should be felt more than heard. Your success check is simple. Bypass the noise floor. If the transition suddenly feels flatter and less hyped, but when it's on you still don't notice a noise track as a separate element, you nailed it. Recap. A noise floor is controlled ambience that adds momentum, glue, and perceived loudness in DNB transitions. Build it on a return so routing and arrangement control stay fast. Automate level and filter cutoff first, then add intensity like saturation drive or reverb decay if needed. Sidechain it to the drums for that rolling, breathing energy, and cut it clean on the drop transient to maximize impact. If you tell me whether you're making liquid, jungle, neuro, jump up, or halftime, I can suggest a noise texture and a specific automation curve that matches that vibe.